My name is Thurston Moore. I play in the band Sonic Youth, and I live in this area of Western Massachusetts.
Nels Klein here. I'll be at Solid Sound playing a couple of Wilco sets and playing with Thurston in our Pillowan duo.
So as they said, that's guitarist Nels Klein of the band Wilco and Thurston Moore of Sonic Youth, two of the many musicians who will be at the Solid Sound Festival in North Adams this weekend. The festival is a collaboration between the Chicago band Wilco and the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art, or MassMoCA. And WBUR's Andrea Shea is here in the studio to tell us a little more about the festival. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Anthony.
So this is the second Solid Sound Music and Arts Festival. MassMoCA essentially let Wilco take over the museum for the first time last summer. Apparently it was a big success, right?
Yeah, I think it was. It brought thousands of music lovers up to North Adams in the northwestern corner of the state. Hotels and restaurants got a boost, and a slew of bands are playing, all different than last year besides Wilco, like the Levon Helm Band, and it will be Wilco's only East Coast appearance this summer, and just to give you a heads up, they have a CD coming out in September.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm a big, big fan of Wilco. So tell me about this collaboration between Wilco guitarist Nels Klein and Thurston Moore of Sonic Youth.
Well, they're going to be performing together. It's a bit of an experimental guitar duet. They were going to demonstrate it for me when I went out there on Monday to talk to them, but Thurston Moore forgot the guitars.
So Thurston Moore, he's known to be a little spacey. He forgot his guitar.
Well, he did. So,
okay, well, we'll forgive him for that.
Yeah, and luckily they actually recorded it back in 1996, which was the first time that they got together to do something as a duet. And it's a little hard to explain. They called it Pillow Wand, as you heard up top there. And I asked Thurston Moore and Nels Klein to give me a little bit of a history of how it came about. So here's what they said.
My recollection is that as a fan of Sonic Youth and knowing Thurston from meeting him when he was shopping at Rhino Records in West LA 100 years ago, we were talking about it as something textural and something dreamy, so we were calling it the Dream Guitar Project. And I thought that a good metaphor for dream guitar was the Pillow Wand, which was a makeup applicator from an ad on TV in the 70s, I think. Don't remember the company, but I remember the man's voice because he would say, "With Pillow Wand." This man's voice was just amazing. And I just used to laugh at this every time he said, "Pillow Wand." And so we did it. We basically got together and we went into my friend Wayne's garage in West LA and recorded this record called Pillow On, which was basically just a little bit of agreed upon parameters and some dreamy layers for the most part of just two guitars. We did it about 2.5 hours and then went and played at Rhino Records in the store, which was a different approach. That actually got recorded and released also as a record, but they're both out of print now. That was called In Store. But that was basically what started this. I can't really describe adequately the process of improvisation, but I have to say I've been listening to Thurston for many, many years, and I feel an affinity with his guitar approach, and I feel like when we start, we just basically are in the sandbox.
The idea of playing the guitar in any which way, I find that's my God-given right. And a lot of it has to do with sort of approaching the guitar in a way where we use a lot of implementation, such as sort of metal files and egg beaters, electric fans.
I've sort of narrowed it down to a couple of springs and a bottleneck that's distressed on one side.
Yeah, I use broken drumsticks and an iPhone as a slide. I use a broken antenna. And I would think to myself, people just think I'm like a total like primate. Like it's like I have yet to sort of like come out of the water and sort of walk.
There's a certain amount of shared musical aesthetic that might come into play, and then again, it might not. We might just put our guitars on the ground and watch them. I don't really know, because there's no discussion. You know, it's really just about a love of sound, and that's the point.
Okay, so some interesting guitar art at Mass MoCA this weekend as part of the Solid Sound Festival. Andrea, what else is in store out there?
All sorts of stuff. I don't really have time to tell you everything here, but exhibitions are going to be in the museum's galleries. There's going to be cheese making, believe it or not, and the ancient art of live falconry.
So we've got rock and roll, we've got cheese making, and we've got the art of live falconry because they go so well together.
Right, exactly. And I think that's the point, Anthony. They're trying to expand the boundaries of what art is, and that's why falconry is included. And I'll have a story on that this afternoon in All Things Considered. And I should also add that Thurston Moore is playing solo this weekend, and he has a new CD produced by Beck.
All right. Well, let's go out on that. And Andrea, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
WBUR's art and culture reporter Andrea Shea talking about Nels Klein and Thurston Moore's improvised guitar duet this weekend at the Solid Sound Music and Arts Festival in North Adams.
With benediction in her eyes, our dearest gods are not surprised.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Have a great weekend and join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.
Whisper, I love you 1,000 times into his ear. Kiss his eyes and don't you cry, girl.